Welcome to the northern side of the radio. I'm Amy.
I'm Emily, and this is the Northern Odysseans podcast.
In this week's episode, we'll be reviewing some Thanksgiving episodes. Happy Canadian Thanksgiving from your northern neighbors. We'll be reviewing Thank You God and Thanksgiving at Home.
But first, our trivia segment, Who is Eugenius?
Welcome to another installment of Who is Eugenius, where I, Amy, get to try and stump my sister, Emily, who is an Odyssey genius, or Eugenius, with some interesting Odyssey trivia. So we've been starting to do this new thing where I start sharing some soundtracks of club episodes to see if Emily can guess which episode they're from. So the last two times, let's look. So I think last week's episode, you, for season two, you got a total of 20 points out of a possible 25 points. And then the time before, from episode 10, with season one, you got 19. Okay, so if you kind of understand the pattern, we are doing season three next. Shocker. Yeah, so let's get started. So again, for those of you guys who have not listened to this before, we basically are, I'm going to start playing a clip from an Odyssey club episode, and I'll start with 30 seconds. And if she can get it within 30 seconds, then she gets 5 points. If she gets it within a minute, it's 4 points, etc. and so forth until she can either get it or not get it. And we usually give her, how many chances? Three?
I think so.
Do we want to do three?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's what we did before.
Yeah. Okay, so she gets three guesses. So it's kind of, it's slightly harder. All right, are you ready for the first one?
Yeah.
I gotta decide which one I want to start with. Because I don't do these in order or anything. There's no...
You do realize that I could listen to the soundtracks between podcasts to brush up, right?
And this is why I don't tell you when we're doing this. Okay, are you ready for the first one?
Yeah.
It's loading. It's loading. That is 30 seconds. Do you have any guesses? I think what helps with this is I don't tell you which season we're doing until right before. So now you have to
think. Yeah, but if you keep doing them in order, I can figure it out. So maybe change the order next time.
I can. Okay, do you have any guesses?
Is it Things Not Seen?
Nope. Do you want to listen to more, or would you like to take another guess?
No, I'm going to listen to more and
all right.
Give me a better chance of getting a good guess.
Yeah.
Oh, is this the Boat People part one?
Nope.
Part two?
Nope. And that's all three of your guesses.
Fine.
Would you like to know which one it is?
Yeah.
A Predicament of Biblical Proportions.
Of course it is. Okay.
Yeah. All right, so you get no points with that, which is fine.
That's fine.
Okay, second one. We are going to do this one. Mm-hmm.
Lots of techno sounds this season.
I know, it's interesting.
Oh, is this when One Door Closes, part one?
No. It's not.
Okay. Part two?
Yeah, it's part two. It's like,
the look on your face kind of tipped me off.
Yeah. Well, no, because I was doing something on here, and then all of a sudden I looked, and I was like, oh, crap, it's at 33 seconds. But I'll still hand that to you. We'll give her the 5 points.
The flute was, or whatever that last thing was, kind of did it. I was like...
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that's a Jared DePasquale score.
I couldn't tell you. All right, here's the third soundtrack score.
Okay. Walk This Way?
Nope.
Oh. Is this on Tech the Halls?
It is on Tech the Halls. I knew you would get it from, like, that.
I thought it was the beginning of Walk This Way when Betty and Wooten are rushing in through the door at Wit's End.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not.
Wow, I'm dumb. I just realized when you start playing them, they put the entire, 12 of them into the playlist thing.
Yeah.
I've been scrolling up and down trying to find the one I want. Oh my goodness. Okay, next one. Let's do this one. That's 30 seconds.
Okay.
Do you have an idea?
Is that the Good Soil?
Nope.
Okay.
Would you like to listen to more?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, I'm pretty sure I know.
Do you want to keep listening or do you want to...
Yeah.
Okay. It's still like 15 more seconds. That was a minute.
This is really slice of life. Or at least... That's what it sounds like.
How many?
I'm gonna go with Walk This Way.
Yep, you got it.
I should have gone with that first.
All right, and our last soundtrack.
The Boat People?
Nope.
Neither of those?
Nope, it's none of those.
Okay.
I'll give you that.
Then I'm gonna say... Oh.
I really like the soundtrack.
Yeah, me too. I'm gonna say The Good Soil.
Nope.
Oh, was it Where Your Treasure Is?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was
Did
like,
you get that point?
No.
Oh, was that your third guess?
I forget.
I don't remember.
No, it was my... No, I guess if you count, then I guess the two parts of both people...
Nah, I'm gonna give you that as one. So we'll give it to you for five.
Okay, because, like, There were two other internationally influenced soundtracks in that season.
Yeah.
So I was trying to guess which other one besides When One Door Closes that you picked.
Yeah. So, Emily, you got a total of 19 points. Good job.
I have an average.
You do. You do. You stay between, like, 19 to 23. I don't know why. I just threw that number out. Okay, and stay tuned for our first Thanksgiving review. Thank you, God. Okay. Our first review, first Thanksgiving review, is Thank You, God.
Yep.
Do you want to take it?
How sentimental do you feel about this episode being as it is a holiday episode? Because I have a theory as to why I don't have a lot of nostalgic or sentimental attachment to it. Or any of the Thanksgiving episodes in particular.
You think it's because we're in Canada and, like, play the Thanksgiving episodes until the American Thanksgiving?
Yes.
That's exactly what I was wondering.
Because before the club, if we didn't own an episode on an album, we had to wait for the radio airing so that we could listen to it online. So, yeah, they always felt out of place, which is nobody's fault. I get it.
Yeah.
It's kind of our fault for being on the wrong side of the border.
But are we on the wrong side of the border?
But, yeah. So, it always felt odd.
Yeah.
And now that I can listen to them seasonally, I don't know that I do as much.
I think if we're talking, like, Thanksgiving episodes, I definitely don't. But, like, the Christmas ones, I definitely do.
Yeah, but the Christmas episodes were always released at the right time because nobody has a separate Christmas except for, like, the Eastern Orthodox Church.
Oh, no. If we're talking about, like, listening to the Christmas episodes when they come out, like, when they play them, I definitely don't do that. I listen to my own order that is just this, like, whack.
No, I don't. But, like,
craziness.
But, like, you listen to them when it's the time to do so, whereas because our Thanksgiving is different, and I think it's a little bit more understated than it is there. Like, we don't have a parade to watch.
No.
Which will come up in this.
Well, I mean,
which will come
our Thanksgivings are still quite entertaining.
Yeah, but, like, I mean, they're not as, I don't know. They're not as big a deal, I don't think. And there isn't as much of, a lore behind them either.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, we don't have the Pilgrim's story. Like, that's not...
We...
Although you did say something about that being connected to Canadians as well. I'll bring that up again when we get to the second episode.
Okay.
Because I wanted to.
Yeah, okay. But, so let's get started into this episode. So this one is... they're all at Thanksgiving dinner at Wit's End. I don't know where I was going with that word.
Did you think it was Wit's house?
No, I knew it was at Wit's End, but for some reason I paused. Anyway, so they're all at Thanksgiving dinner at Wit's End, and
Agnes is there, which is very interesting.
Yes.
Because
Tom's there.
This is the last time we see her before the other woman.
Right.
Which, yeah.
That is true. And then we see Ma... What is with my words today? We see Connie's mom there.
June.
Yep. We see Tom, obviously. We see Rodney, which I'm...
It's not Rodney Rath, though.
But then, like, why can't it be?
Because I know sometimes I think it is because of what he says in The Other Woman... But I don't think it is because the family story does not match up.
I know, that would be the only thing. But I would kind of like it to be. I don't know why. Because I think that's the character I know.
I don't really want Rodney to start with a sympathetic backstory because he's so
Wow, that's rude.
Because he's so, like, one-note bully and sometimes hardened criminal.
It's true.
So I'm like, no, I don't want there to be this backstory there.
So now you know how I feel about Jillian.
No, that's completely
different. No, it's not. You're literally saying what I was saying. How I didn't like because I don't like her as a character. Anyway, we're getting off topic.
Yeah.
So they're all sitting down, and before they start eating, Whit says we should say what we're thankful for. So then,
which isn't that
Connie fights?
Isn't that something Mom makes us do every year?
No, to be honest, I'm the one who always makes us do it every year, because I listened to that one. Yes, okay. I listened to that one, and I was like, oh, we should do that, and then everyone would complain that we would have to do it, and I'm like. Well, but it's a good idea.
Well, because we're all hungry.
No, you do it after eating. Who does it before dinner? Like, sheep.
Wit.
Or, yeah, but Wit's not here now, is he? or we can do it after dinner while everyone is drinking their coffee and eating their pie. Which is one of the best parts about Thanksgiving. Anyway.
Yeah.
it's the pie. Or the coffee. Or both. So then Whit gets Connie to go first, and she goes, I don't want to go first. It's like, okay, but I asked you to go first. Which,
fair. Whoever wants to go first on these
But then, I love it where June's just like, I am so thankful for the lovely daughter that blah, 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 and she, like, says her speech, and then Connie's like, yeah, me too, except about you. And I was like, wow. So creative there, Connie.
But before we get there, before we get to the dinner, June and Whit and Tom have this very telling conversation.
Okay, now you're gonna bring it.
Sorry, I just want to
touch on this for a second. Go for it.
Because June's like, Connie's changed since she started working here, and I like it. I don't know what it is, but I hope it continues. And Whit's like, so do we.
Oh, it will.
And Tom says, you got a great girl there, June.
Oh, I love Tom.
Or something
like that. I feel like Tom's like that great uncle we all want.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, okay.
Because our great uncles are interesting.
I mean, I was going to say, I was always scared of anybody that I didn't really know. Like our great grandfathers. Always scared of them. I didn't like... Well, it's not like I didn't like them.
They were so nice,
I was just scared. Except for Grandpa Morton. Him
and I were buds. Yeah, he was so nice.
Him and I were best buds. We played Birds in a Bush. If you know what that game is, and not the card game, the marble game. Anyway, but no, like every other great-grandfather, or great-grandparent, and great-uncle, I was scared of them. They didn't do anything. I just was scared of them. I was also a weird child.
Stranger danger, maybe?
Except their family!
I know, but their family didn't see a whole lot.
Yeah.
I hope Grandma never hears this.
Oh, Grandma's probably gonna hear this. Grandma, if you're listening, hi. Shout out to our grandma. Okay. Anyway.
Sorry for Amy's irrational fear of your grandpa's relatives.
It wasn't even just like their relatives. It was Omanopa's relatives too. I'm sorry. Have you met some of our great grandparents? Oh, wait. I don't know why this is so funny. I'm sorry to anyone who's listening right now. Okay. All right. Okay, so speaking of families, let's move on to Whit's story.
Okay.
Do you like that segue I did?
Actually, before we do that, yeah. I just wanted to...
I like the story.
Well, because Whit... Because he asked Rodney to do it. And then... Rodney doesn't really feel like it. And then Whit's like, well, we should always give thanks, even, like, not just for good things, but also for bad things.
The rose.
No, but, no, but there's, the thing I wanted to bring up was, after he explains that, with the verse from Ephesians,
mm-hmm.
there is a part that is cut.
Oh.
Yes. It is Agnes talking.
Hmm.
And I heard about this because it used to be a feature on album 39 in the pat, after the pat.
Oh.
So, she tells the story of how she and Tom met.
Oh, I love that!
Yeah, so it's basically...
Is it on here? Okay, keep talking.
She says that she's thankful for a broken leg, and no, it's not on there, yet.
That is so sad. Anyway, continue.
She says that she's thankful for a broken leg.
Aww.
Because when she was in the hospital, she met Jenny Whitaker, who was a hospital volunteer.
Aww, Jenny Whitaker.
And Jenny invited her to come to church with her. And there she met Tom, because aww. he was an usher.
I'm such a hopeless romantic.
I knew you would want to.
No. A love story between two fictional characters. I'm here for it.
I knew you would want to hear that. I tried looking for it so I could tell you to go listen, but it's not there.
That is sad. Why is it not there?
It was, well, it was cut out of
what
the
album is Thank You God
In? It's not oh, it's one. Not in that. It was in album 39.
No, I know, but anyway, I'm just
it's doing in album my own 3, thing. But anyways.
Continue. That is so cute.
And I just think that's adorable. They cut it for time.
Ugh, why do they always have to cut the good ones?
So
now can we move on to Whit's story?
Yes, thank sorry, you. I wanted to bring that up.
I just like Whit's story. Do you want to take that?
So, Whit says that he's thankful for Fiona Donnerall, who is played by the same actress who plays June.
That is so true.
Yes.
Man, my little...
Maggie Mullooly with a Scottish accent.
I love it.
And so, it starts with... So, they're horseback riding when Whit's like, I don't know.
Let's race to that tree!
No, but he's like 10. Somewhere between 8 and 10, I think.
You were looking for age. I was
yeah,
looking
but,
to move
no, but
the story
like,
along.
I wanted to talk about the funny little exchange they have when Whit confesses to ruining the dress instead of the dog doing it.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, McDuff was a smart dog, but not even he could make handprints, so I always knew you did it.
I love her.
That's me shortening the line, even though it's running through my head right now.
Oh, yeah. It's always running through your head.
Yeah. I just wanted to bring that up because it's really funny.
It's so funny. It's so sweet.
The other thing that's in that scene is Whit saying, you don't know what it's like to lose something because you've never had anything taken away from you.
Hmm. Interesting.
And then, because he lost his mother.
Yeah.
Which we much later learn was to smallpox.
Oh, right.
Anyway. So, and then they race to their tree.
Mm-hmm. And then there's...
Fiona runs into the branch of the tree, and we cut to the next scene in which they are... I'm not sure if this is a doctor visiting their home situation or if they're at the hospital.
No, I think it's a doctor visiting their home.
So
that was pretty typical in that age.
So, but do you think this is like, this has to be like the 30s?
Yeah, but you still had a doctor visiting your home. You didn't always go to the hospital.
Yeah, I mean, look at the Waltons. Anyway.
Exactly.
Especially season one.
Not Bernard Walton. We're talking about the show The Waltons. And that is a phenomenal show if you guys want to go watch that. Anyway.
I think there's a pretty decent crossover between Odyssey fans and Walton's fans.
Okay, good.
Anyway.
Because it's a good show.
So, Fiona's really confused because it's super dark. And like, her husband, Whit's dad, who's played by Chuck Bolte... is trying to calm her down, and he's like, we don't need to turn on lights, it's the middle of the afternoon, and this goes on for a painful few minutes.
Yeah.
And then she realizes that the reason she can't see is, like, the reason it's so dark is because she's blind.
Mm-hmm.
So.
You know.
Yeah. Which, crazy that something like that was is permanent, because I've seen on, like, I'm thinking of one particular TV show right now.
Where, I think I know exactly which one you're thinking of.
Where an injury like that was not permanent. It's a show that I don't watch anymore because of what they did later.
It's definitely the same show I'm thinking of.
But I don't want
But to... I mean, that was also probably for dramatic effect.
Yeah, but anyway.
Whereas this was used to talk about salvation.
No, I know that. I know that. But, just interesting how different writing styles can have different outcomes and...
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. But anyway, and so then we skip ahead to, like Whit talks about them going from doctor to doctor for months.
Yeah.
And that she went through denial, anger, self-pity, and frustration, but eventually was at peace about it, but he took a while to get there.
Yeah.
Because he... And then we get to the part... So we get to this scene where they're reading the Bible together, which I would have to assume... I mean, maybe they did it together before this, but I'd have to assume it's partially a tradition born out of the fact that she can't read to herself anymore.
Maybe.
Because Whit makes the point of saying my father was reading the Bible to her.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, maybe they decided to do this because she couldn't read anymore.
Which is really sweet.
And this is before audiobooks and stuff were a thing, so...
Yeah. But the radio was a thing. Radio theater was a thing.
But they didn't have... Like, you couldn't read a... You couldn't listen to a book on the radio.
No, but you could listen to a story on the radio.
Yeah, but you
could. It was like their version of watching TV.
Yeah, but you couldn't listen to the Bible on the radio.
And our version of being obsessed with something.
Anyway. So...
Well, now we can listen to the Bible.
So, his father finishes reading part of it, and then he wants Whit to read some.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, he reads it, but there's no feeling in it.
Yeah.
I think they're in Ephesians 5.
Probably.
Or something. I don't remember, but it sounded like Ephesians 5, but I could be wrong. But he's reading and there's no feeling, and then he's just like, I can't read this anymore, and he runs off to his room, which, relatable.
Yeah.
And then, I love this next part, because, like, his dad's gonna run after him, and it's almost, and Fiona is pretty much being like, you never get this right, I'm gonna do it this time.
Aww.
Did he go to his room?
I think yes.
And so she goes, and they have this really cute exchange, because she says, my, this room is a mess. And he's like, no, it's not. I just cleaned it up. That's not very funny. And she's like, well, why are you smiling? And he's like, how do you know I'm smiling? And she's like, because you hear smiles, too.
Yeah.
Pretty much. And she's like, and she basically tries to get out of him why he's been so unhappy lately.
Mm-hmm.
Because she hasn't been hearing too many smiles out of him. And he eventually tells her that he feels a little bit guilty for her blindness because it was his idea that they go riding.
Mm.
And she's like, well, but I agreed. It's not like you were making me do something I didn't want to do. And it's my problem anyway. And he says, well, he basically admits that he's upset because she's handling this a lot better than he thought she would. Because right before it happened, he said, you've never had anything taken from you. But now she has, and he's seeing her deal with that better than he's been able to deal with things like his mother's death.
Yeah.
And that is super relatable.
I was gonna say, I'm pretty sure we've had this conversation before.
There's a recent club episode that we didn't cover because it was before we started this podcast called Results May Vary.
Yeah.
And there's a guy with no legs in that episode. Mm-hmm. And they paint him as this guy who can really handle his life and he's never angry and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I hate this so much.
Yeah.
Because I'm so like this and I'm not always. So I really get it here. Mm-hmm. And it's not a Christian feeling this way. And so I am Christian. I still feel this way so deep. So what does that say about me? But anyways, so she explains that in the first place, she's not always happy with things, which is a good thing to mention.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and then...
Like, life is not always going to be like, unicorns and rainbows.
And she, like... She's like, I still get upset once in a while. And she tells him about the Scottish prayer she remembers when she's upset.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, Lord, I thank thee 1,000 times for the roses. Help me to thank thee for the thorns as well.
Yeah.
And that the thorns remind you how beautiful the roses are.
Yep.
And that everything has a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And she basically explains that, like, her strength comes from God's word.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember how they transition onto that. I forget. But, and then it's like, well, I read it, why doesn't it work for me? And she says, you have to try to understand what the words are saying and who's saying them.
Mm-hmm.
And he asks her to help him do that by praying with him. And so that's where that's what we go out on, is him praying to receive salvation.
Yeah.
Which is really good.
So that's why he's thankful for Fiona Donnerow.
I think there's an L on the end of that.
Oh, okay.
Anywho. but... And then he's like, all of this came because of her blindness. And then Rodney makes a good point of saying, yeah, but all the good things happen to you, not to her.
Mm.
And Whit says, well, God's, even if you don't know what's in store, God's always got something good in store for you as a Christian, which is eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
Which I heard in a review of this episode a few months ago from people who were reviewing the Connie conversion arc.
Yeah.
Because this comes in there. And they're like, if all you have to look forward to as a Christian is eternity, that's a pretty sorry state to be in, like, just mentally. So in some ways.
Hmm.
Just. I think they meant, like, try to find joy now, I think is what they meant. But they're a bit cynical. This particular podcast is a bit on the cynical side sometimes.
Well, yeah, because I was going to say, I feel like that is a good view to have, but to not be so focused on eternity that you miss what God's doing here. But no, I think, no, that, like, I'm very excited for when we get up to heaven and when we get to spend eternity with Jesus, because I mean, there are things I'll be able to do up there that I'm not able to do down here, and that's gonna be very exciting.
Same.
Yeah, like,
but yeah, and then, like, Rodney realizes that he can be thankful just because he got to hear that story and learn this lesson.
Yeah.
Even though, because his dad didn't pick him up, because that was the whole thing. He came with Tom and Agnes because his dad never picked him up that morning like he was supposed to.
Mm.
And his mom disappeared when he was a baby.
But I feel like, yeah, like, that's a good way of looking at things also, is to find, like, the good things in all bad.
Yeah. Because that's what God does. I agree. Now, the only thing is, this story seems to say, thank God for the bad things. There's another episode that focuses on thankfulness a lot later that says more to thank God in bad times. Which, and I've always wondered which of those is more correct.
Well, I mean, why not both? Like, why can't you thank God for the bad things? Because when the bad things happen, I mean, God causes all things together to work for good for those who love him and are called according to his purpose.
But, see, to that I say, then you can thank God that he does that without saying, oh, this bad thing is so great, you know?
Well, no, I don't think I've actually thanked him yet, but, like, I thank God for the car accident I was in, because there were a lot of things that I got to learn through that, and because of that, that I would have never learned if it had never happened. So God allowed that to happen to be able to teach me things.
I guess.
But then, in those moments where I'm in a lot of pain or whatever, I will thank God that he's...
Like, do you thank God for those painful moments or in them? I guess is what I'm trying to get at here. Because I get the philosophical, you know, part of it. But I'm wondering about when the rubber meets the road.
Well, in those painful moments, I feel like, yes, it is harder to thank God for those painful moments and in those painful moments. But, like, I think we need to thank God for it all, because he's with us. He hasn't left us. He's continuing to walk with us. And when I'm in a lot of pain and, you know, like, it is harder. It really is. But I do think it is important, because, like, God's teaching us and molding us, and those painful moments have to happen. Or are going to happen. But there's always something that he's going to teach us through it.
Yeah, I guess... I just, to me, it makes more sense to thank God for who he is in those moments, rather than thanking him for the fact that those things happened. And I'm not saying you're wrong, I'm just saying that's where I'm at. But
yeah. And I don't think that's, I don't think that's a bad thing either. I think that's really good.
I just... I don't really want to delve into that, I think.
No, that's fair.
I've gone into this kind of thing in previous episodes. So,
should we move on to the next review?
Yeah.
All right. So, stay tuned for our next review, Thanksgiving at Home. All right, Thanksgiving at Home. So this one's a little bit of a more comedic one, because we have the Barclays.
Yeah.
The
parents are sick on Thanksgiving Day.
Yep. So then Donna and Jimmy get it into their heads to prep Thanksgiving dinner. To cook it. Sorry, not just prep it. Cook it.
Yes.
And do something nice for their parents because they're sick. So still kind of... keeping the tradition alive, but of course,
the hardest part is that they don't know how to cook a turkey.
Right.
And
they try and cook it in a microwave, don't they?
Yeah, and they don't know that you have to defrost the thing.
Right.
But first, I want to talk about this scene where they find out that their parents are sick because Eugene is really funny.
Eugene.
Jimmy is really funny.
Okay, go for it.
Because he's like, he really wants this to work out.
Yeah.
And he's like, why don't you talk to the closet and back? Why don't you do some jumping jacks? Take some vitamins! Like, and he doesn't want to go to the Jacob's house, which is George's idea, which, fair.
Yeah, who wants to spend Thanksgiving dinner not at your parents' house? Like, not with your parents.
Yeah, especially yeah. when you're a kid.
Yeah.
And so that's why they're like, let's have Thanksgiving at home.
Yep.
And, yeah, so...
chaos ensues.
They try to do the sides.
They stick the turkey in the microwave.
Which...
I'm a little shocked that they're able to fit a turkey in a microwave, but I guess I'm used to our big, ginormous turkey that we always have every year. That does not even fit in our oven, or can barely fit in our oven.
Because we usually have, like, between 10 and 12 people at Thanksgiving.
Sometimes 14. There's always a lot of people there. Yeah. Big families. Yeah, and yeah, so they try and make the sides. I don't even know. It's funny. Just their ideas of it's how hard to make
it. It's hard to review a funny episode like this because there isn't really much plot.
Like, you almost have to, like, listen to it. Like, pause this right now. Go listen to it and then come back and then, yeah.
Yeah, and, like...
because it's just they also, it's so
they,
funny.
They crack the counter.
Right.
Which...
I forgot about that.
Wow.
That's, yeah. How do you manage that?
I feel like that's something we can manage to do if we tried hard enough.
I'm good. I don't need to try hard enough to do that.
No, but, like, I feel like that's something that should have happened by now.
No, we've broken... collectively as siblings, we've broken the TV.
The dishwasher.
The dishwasher. Multiple times. What else have we broken? I'm pretty sure we've broken a lot more than that. Maybe that's remember. It.
I don't remember.
I only lost our wooden baseball bat a lot of times. We won't go into the reason as to why.
Why did we even have
No, we're not going into that reason.
Anywho. I don't even anyway. Remember. I don't even remember the reason.
That's okay. Anyway, you don't need to remember the reason. You were not a part of it. Anyway. Yeah. But I feel like it's a good representation of families. Sometimes, like, just on those special moments, like, those special days where, like, you want everything to be perfect, and everything goes completely sideways, horizontal, and upside down.
There was something I was gonna say... I came up with this last night when I couldn't sleep.
Nice.
if thank you God is like the Christmas shoes, then Thanksgiving at home is Christmas vacation.
Yes. I would suggest to watch Christmas Vacation this Christmas because we do it as a family. But there's a lot of language in it. So if you're okay with that,
proceed with caution.
Exactly.
Read the plugged in review.
Our parents started quoting Christmas Vacation. Sorry, we're just going to go into a sideways conversation.
That's okay.
Our parents kept quoting National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. And we're like, what are you guys quoting? And our parents were shocked. My mom's like, you guys have never seen it? We're like, no. And she's like, oh, okay, we gotta watch it.
To so be Christmas fair, Eve. It was made 2 years before our oldest sister was born.
Yeah, so like so, in the late 80s.
89.
Yeah, yeah I was. Anyway. Yeah. And so then Christmas Eve, we all sit down because we all decide we're gonna watch it Christmas Eve. That might be our new family.
I don't even remember the conversation tradition. That happened before that.
No, but that was literally it. Mom was shocked that none of us had seen it.
I know, but I don't remember that conversation. Maybe I wasn't there.
Yeah, you might not have been, which is fine. So then we all sit down to watch this, and, like, there's a lot of language in it. Because it's, like, the late 80s, so I think, you know, that happened.
And they didn't remember
mom's
it.
Like, mom's like, I am so sorry. And we're like, it's fine. But this movie is the funniest movie ever. Like, oh my goodness, we quote it all year. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. And anyway, and then she goes into the Don's early,
The American National Anthem.
Yeah! Oh, it was so good. Play ball!
Or our pride and joy. Snats. Yeah. So anyway, it's a family favorite.
Hey, Dad, did you remember to pack the saw? Did you bring the saw?
If you know, you know.
Why is the carpet wet, Todd?
I don't know, Margo.
I quoted that because somebody else quoted it on another Odyssey podcast. Because there's an Odyssey connection to that movie. Did you know that?
What?
Home Again. One of the Karaszynski brothers is Todd of Why Is the Carpet Wet, Todd fame.
Wait. So are you saying that, like, he plays one of the... Or am I wrong?
One of the criminals.
He plays one of the criminals?
The first guy.
Todd?
His name is Nicholas Guest. Look it up.
I love that. love those moments where I see Odyssey voice actors in other things, and I'm like, I know you! But I don't actually know you, but I know you.
Thank you, Wad Film Chuck Pod. Wad Film Chuck Pod for pointing that out to me when you reviewed Home Again, because I really like that.
I love that.
I'm gonna be very excited. I think it's Rudolph. Look it up. Okay. But it's really fun.
Anyway, we're talking about Thanksgiving at home.
Well, this review was going to be short anyway.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah, I think it's a good representation of what can happen when you try and do something perfect and, you know, everything goes sideways. I feel like we've had Thanksgiving dinners like that.
Well, I remember the Christmas dinner when the power went out.
Oh, right. It was like Christmas Day, the power goes out. And in our last house, we had a living room. That was probably, like, the warmest place to be, so we all, like, huddled in there, and our mom hated power outages because it means she literally couldn't do anything.
And she
couldn't cook.
Because she was trying to cook the turkey.
So didn't we get our grandparents to cook things
I think
for
she
us?
Sent it to them, but yes.
Oh, yeah, because our grandparents live, like, not even 5 minutes away from us. At the time, they lived not 5 minutes away from us.
I mean, it's still pretty close, but...
Yeah, but,
Same city.
That was something, that's always something mom hates, is power outages, because she can't do anything. Except in this house, sorry, this is going to be a side conversation. But in this house, it was so funny, because our dad's an electrician, so we know that when the power goes out, we'll still have power, because he has a generator hooked up to the house. And what does mom do when the power goes out and dad turns on the generator? She thinks, let's make pina coladas. We're like, and she blew a breaker. With the generator, because it's too much power.
When did this happen?
I don't know. I think it was, like, not last power outage, but, like, the power outage before that. Because apparently it happens a lot. But we're all just like, Mom, why would you make pina coladas? Why would you turn on the blender when it's... We're all like, what are you doing? Like, no, it's like, no. We won't boil water and make, like, hot chocolate or something. No, we're going to make pina coladas. It's just like, Mother... Or maybe it was like a smoothie or something. I don't know. She got it in her head. We still mock her to this day about that.
This is after I moved out. So that's just why
I don't
remember this, guys. Because I wasn't there.
No, this was like in the last year.
Yeah. Food related disasters with the white family.
Yep.
Oh my goodness. There's a little bit of feminism commentary in here too. With Jimmy.
It's like, where are you going with this? Right.
Because Donna's like, help me. And he's like, I want to watch the football games. And you call me when dinner's ready.
That's how we always do it.
She's like, it's traditional. Not this year it isn't. Then she says, you can either help me or I'll stuff you like the turkey.
Ah, yes, siblings working together to get things done.
Although, when I'm angry with my siblings, I don't usually come up with that kind of great threat.
Well.
Because I'm too angry.
Well, you obviously have not been around with us when the other siblings started fighting. Anyway.
The younger ones are better at this.
Yeah, except I feel like they're more sarcastic, so their comments are very,
Well, that's what happens when you grow up with a brother. The thing is, only one of our siblings actually grew up with a brother. The rest of us grew up with sisters.
Which I was kind of sad about that, because I've always wanted older brothers. Anyway.
Anyway.
Yeah.
And Jimmy's like, I always knew you were one of those equal opportunity liberating feminist types. Or something like that. And she's like, oh no, Jimmy, I just need a big strong man to come open some cans of vegetables for me. I'm too fragile to do it myself.
And then I'll we'll help you.
I can open those cans with my teeth.
Oh my goodness.
So then he comes up with the pilgrim's plate to do for the parents.
Right, because he had to write it for school.
Yeah, and so they do that. Which, I did want to ask you, didn't you tell me once that we had some ancestors who were in on that, too, even though they landed in Nova Scotia?
I'm sorry. What did you just say? You're like, do we have some ancestors who were in on it, too?
Or who were on the Mayflower? Sorry.
Yes, they travel. I'm pretty sure because Grandma and Grandpa were looking up their ancestry and like where we all came from, which I have yet to see this thing because apparently we've made it onto the family tree. Yay! sorry, I'm a little.
They're waiting for great grandkids from our side. So
no, I think Abby and Matthew just got added onto the family tree. Anyway, and so, yeah, they've been able to trace back their ancestry to the Mayflower, which I think is pretty cool.
So I guess that is kind of our Thanksgiving story as well, sort of.
But in, not, like, a very roundabout way.
But not really, because the only thing that they ever talk about in church on Thanksgiving is the proclamation in Parliament in the 50s.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, we'll see what happens this year.
I know it came up at Southgate. I forget if it came up at Horizon last year. I don't know about your church.
I don't know what happened last year. I should know, but I don't.
I just remember that my
unless
church...
Unless you were watching Jack Gibbs.
I just remember that my church gave away pie.
I don't remember what they spoke on, but they had pie. It reminds me of that one scene in the toy bag where Ed comes home from work. And he's like, I'm home, your loving father is here, and husband. And then he's like, I got pie, and they all come running.
I got new toys.
I got new toys and pie.
Okay, and then, but then after they do the skit, they're like, wait, what's burning downstairs?
The turkey! Yes.
Do you think they got grounded for that?
I don't know. Maybe. Honestly, if I was a parent, I'd be like, well, I think you eating the black turkey is enough punishment.
No, because they ended up eating pizza and the parents ended up eating chicken soup.
Oh, right. So probably not. I think it was just like, you guys did your best. You guys clean up the mess downstairs. That can be your punishment. And then we're good. We don't need to talk about this.
I feel like we got the better deal. Or you guys got the better deal, I should say, because I never did any of this. But Mom made sure you knew how to cook Thanksgiving sides and before you did it.
The only thing I haven't made is the turkey, but it's honestly not that hard.
But like
Because from an early age... we were all taught at least something, like...
Except for me, because I could not.
Yeah. But, like, I'm making stuffing this year for Thanksgiving.
At the cabin,
because we're going up to the cabin
and
this weekend.
And Abby is making Hawaiian salad, apparently.
At the cabin.
Yes.
If you don't know what Hawaiian salad is, you need to look it up, because it is phenomenal.
It's dessert on your dinner plate before the actual dessert.
But it's amazing. It's great. So, and then I think our oldest sister, Ashley, is making the turkey. Like, she's coming here and doing that. Plus, she's making the yams, because that's her favorite part.
No, but see, yes.
She is making the yams.
No, I agree with you. But see, the reason why I was so happy about seeing the pies last year... is because that was something I could contribute to dinner.
Oh, that's true. You can still contribute a pie. I mean, nobody's going to say no to pie.
Except I'm broke.
Yeah, that's true. So.
Anyway, yeah, and then I think our sister, her twin sister, and by her I mean Emily. Emily's twin sister. I think she's making the Brussels sprouts. And
I love Brussels sprouts.
And I don't know what she's doing. Oh, the mashed potatoes. That's what it
what
was.
About carrots and turnips?
We're not doing that this year. Because apparently no one likes it.
I wish
but we're making Brussels sprouts, which I'm not sure why.
I wish
who likes it's funny though, because I was listening to the conversation and Melissa's like, yeah, I'll make Brussels sprouts because I know like I like it and dad likes it
and I like them.
It.
I like
them. And Emily likes them and dad's sitting there and he's like, no, I do not like Brussels sprouts. Yeah, basically. So we just keep having it, hoping someone is actually gonna like
are,
it.
Are Grandma and Grandpa coming down with you?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know if you're allowed to know, but anyway.
Apparently the podcast knows now.
I'm sorry, I was wondering. You guys are going up there and I'm not gonna get to see them and that's not fair.
But we get Eastern stuffing.
Yes! So they are coming down, so yes.
Eastern stuffing, if you guys don't know, it's like stuffing but made with potatoes. And there's, like, a special...
Summer savory.
That. And it just is so good. Anyway, I feel like we've just, like, the last, like, 17 minutes, we've just been telling stories
But Ashley said there were 11 people, including Alex, and that didn't count Grandma and Grandpa. So I was like,
No, Mom told me today.
Yay!
Because apparently I was not a part of the conversation when Dad announced it the first time. So I was like, cool.
Yay!
I know, I'm excited. Okay, now that we've talked about Thanksgiving at home, why do...
And Thanksgiving at our home.
Oh, yes. And all our chaos that comes with 13 people get... Or no, I think it's going to be more than that because I think Tata and Uncle Steve and... Their kids are going to come too.
What?
Yeah. It's going to be a blast.
Is Mom nuts? She's coming back from vacation and having like 15 people.
Apparently we're all nuts. We're just going to loony at this point.
She's only doing it because you guys can do all the cooking for her.
Yeah, basically. Well, and like the house is getting cleaned while we're gone. So like everything's going to be ready to go. And...
Oh yeah, because she is a housekeeper now.
She is a cleaner. And she is amazing. Okay. She also doubles as our breeder for our dogs.
Oh!
So, I ask her questions about what's going on with my dog. Anyway, I feel like we've, like, got it. I feel like we just need to, like, shut this down. But yeah. If you guys have any, like, fun Thanksgiving stories, please send them our way.
Favorite foods,
Maybe some crazy Thanksgiving shenanigans that have gone on in your family. We would love to hear them. You can email those to Northern Odysseans, ODYSSIANS, @gmail.com, and we will read them in maybe an upcoming episode.
Yeah.
Because I think that would be so much fun. Yeah, because we want to hear your stories, because we think family chaos is hilarious. Because we are used to it. Yeah. Stay tuned for next week's episode where we'll be reviewing Prisoners of Fear Parts 1, 2, and 3 to continue with the Leonard Meltzner saga.
If you have any trivia questions or crazy Thanksgiving stories you would like to send to us, you can email them to Northern Odysseans,
ODYSSIANS,
@gmail.com.
Thank you for joining us on the northern side of the radio. I'm Amy.
I'm Emily.
Keep listening. Thank you.